The Lord Jesus Christ and his shed blood, which makes this not only possible but meaningful. Lord, we pray that you would be with us today and give us your grace and your wisdom. Thank you for each person who's here and has made this possible. Lord, we thank you for the school. We thank you that you have poured forth your wisdom and your spirit upon it, that you have enabled it to grow and to prosper in your grace and in your mercy. Lord, we thank you for each individual that stands behind these graduates today, those who have held them up in prayer, those who have supported them in love and in financial gifts. Lord, we pray that you would continue to bless each graduate as they go forth from here. We pray that you would be giving them your strength and your courage, and that you would be keeping them closely united to your word and to yourself. And so, Lord, we pray your great and rich blessings upon them today and upon this school as it continues to stand behind them. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, and you may be seated. On behalf of the trustees and the faculty and the administration of Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, we want to welcome all of you who are family and friends and associates of our graduates today. We're delighted to have you here for our December graduation ceremony, and we pray that it will not only be a time of celebration and rejoicing for you, but also a time when God meets with us and in a very special way is manifest among us and speaks to our hearts today. I want to recognize certain groups particularly. If you happen to be the spouse of a graduating student at this time, would you stand for just a moment so that we can see all of you? Would you stand just a moment and we will welcome you? Thank you so much. And you may be seated. And if you are the parent of a graduating student or a family member in that regard, would you stand, please, right now so we can see you? Thank you so very much. What a delight it is to have you on the campus of Southeastern Seminary. This is not the most beautiful time of the year, of course, for the blossoming of the flowers and the trees and what have you. So if it's the only time you're here, as beautiful as the campus is now, we want you to come back and see it in the springtime, maybe, or in the summer. So you're welcome here anytime. And we pray that the service will be a great blessing to you today. Now, because it's Christmas time, we're singing Christmas carols. I want you to find your book. Turn to hymn number 89, O Come All Ye Faithful. Dr. Davis is going to come and lead us. Would you join us as standing together as we sing?
I'll be reading this morning the first eight verses of the 85th Psalm. O Lord, thou didst show thy favor to thy land. Thou didst restore the captivity of Jacob. Thou didst forgive the iniquity of thy people. Thou didst cover all their sin. Thou didst withdraw all thy fury. Thou didst turn away from thy burning anger. Restore us, O Lord, O God of our salvation, and cause thine indignation toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou prolong thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not thyself revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy loving kindness, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what the Lord will say, for he will speak peace to his people, to his godly ones. But let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land.
Reading from John's Gospel, chapter 2, the first 11 verses. On the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the marriage with his disciples. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, O woman, what have you to do with me? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, Do whatever he tells you. Now 6 stone jars were standing there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, Fill the jars with water. And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, Now draw some out and take it to the steward of the feast. So they took it. When the steward of the feast tasted the water, now become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, Every man serves a good wine first, and when men have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now. This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
Thank you so much, professors, for the reading of God's word today. We come now to that portion of the graduation exercise for which we have come in part, and that is the conferral of the degrees. We are very proud of the class that we present to you today. This is a wonderful group of men and women, and the degrees that will be conferred upon them today represent a significant achievement of each of them in his or her life. We're very grateful for these students because this degree is, in a sense, given by the institution, but in a more significant way is really that which has been earned by the student in terms of rather elongated studies, lasting anywhere from 2 years to, perhaps in the case of a few students, 10 or 11 years. But in any event, we are very grateful for the long period of time into which they have subjected themselves to the discipline of study. It is not so important what is learned during those years of study. It is the discipline of study that is developed that then is a part of the ministry of that student for the remainder of his life. And as they continue to study the Word of the Lord and the world around us that God has made, it will make a significant impact on our world for the cause of Christ. As I have looked over the names of those who will be receiving their degrees today, I could not help but thank the Lord for these men and women and to feel that as they go forth, our world is going to be a significantly different place because of the stature that these men and women will achieve. I'm very grateful for them today, even as I know you are, and the faculty joins me in congratulations to each of these today. Today we have a small graduating class, actually. The last of the small graduating classes will be seen here, hopefully forever. In a way, we like it to be small. That way we get to keep more of them around, but the truth of the matter is that beginning this next spring, we'll have a very large graduating class, and from then on it will be the case. But even today, there are students graduating from 14 different states in the United States and from 3 countries altogether. You will notice that in the bulletin as you read along in the program for graduation. As we recognize these students today, it is our desire to recognize both the family and the friends of each of these graduates. And so if you're a family member or a visiting friend with any of these students that are graduating today, when his or her name is called, we want you to stand and remain standing until the diploma has been received. And that way, we'll all know who you're here to support and to pray for today. Now we are ready to confer the degrees upon the candidates that have been approved by the faculty. The newest portion of our program here at Southeastern Seminary is Southeastern Baptist Theological College, a degree-granting unit that grants a baccalaureate degree, and we have one graduate in that area today, and we're grateful for that, and I recognize at this time Dean Gerald Cohen, who is the dean of the college.
Bachelor of Arts in Biblical Studies is a 2-year program with a major in Biblical Studies. As a prerequisite to admission to the program, basic education courses must be taken in an accredited baccalaureate program and applied to the BA degree by transfer. The purpose of this program is to equip students with basic knowledge, skills, and attitudes which will enable them to serve effectively as pastors, bivocational ministers, or in other forms of ministry usually in a local church. In addition, it is intended to prepare the student for more advanced study in a seminary master's program. President Patterson, I present to you the candidate who has completed all requirements and who has been approved by the faculty for the Bachelor of Arts in Biblical Studies degree, that you may confer upon him that degree.
And may I ask the faculty, both the seminary and college faculty, if you will, to stand as I confer this degree, please. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of this institution, I confer upon you today the degree Bachelor of Arts in Biblical Studies, with all of the rights, privileges, and responsibilities associated with it, wherever you may serve. Under the direction of our marshal, as your name is called, please come forward to receive your diploma.
Brian K. Hart.
And my brother, congratulations to you for the accomplishment that this diploma represents. May God richly bless you in the days ahead as you minister in Christ's name. It's my privilege now to recognize Dean Bush, who is the Dean of the Seminary Faculty.
Mr. President, the Associate of Divinity degree was designed for men and women who responded to the call of Christian service somewhat later than other students, often after a career in some other field. It's a program of study, including biblical, historical, theological, and ministry areas, taught on the beginning college level and leading to the Associate of Divinity degree. The purpose of the program is to equip men and women with basic knowledge and skills so that they can serve effectively as pastors, bivocational ministers, or church leaders. The Associate of Divinity curriculum is composed of courses similar to those in the regular seminary Master of Divinity curriculum. They are taught on the college level, but by the same faculty members who teach the courses on the master's level. The degree requires 56 hours of work or a minimum of 2 years to complete. President Patterson, I present to you the candidates who have completed all requirements and who have been approved by the faculty for the degree, the Associate of Divinity, that you may confer upon them that degree.
And faculty, would you rise, please, for the conferral of the degree? It is my happy responsibility, upon the recommendation of the faculty that you see behind me, and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of this institution, to confer upon each of you this day the degree Associate of Divinity, with all of the rights, privileges, and responsibilities associated with it wherever you may serve. And now, under the direction of our marshal, as your name is called, please come forward to receive your diploma.
Robert Lee Berry. Billy Joe Bruno, Jr. Frank Garrison. Charles Stephen Halliburton. Robert F. Woodard. Oh,
Tony Andrew Peed.
And may I congratulate each one of you for the accomplishment that this diploma represents. May the Lord richly bless your service to the King, wherever you may serve. Thank you, and you may be seated. Dean Bush.
Mr. President, the seminary offers a Master of Arts in Christian Education degree. This was designed to be completed in 2 academic years. The program consists of 64 semester hours of courses, including 32 semester hours of foundational studies, and 24 semester hours of specialty Christian education courses as prescribed. Mr. President, I present to you the candidates who have completed all of the requirements and who have been approved by the faculty for the degree Master of Arts in Christian Education, that you may confer upon them that degree.
Thank you, Dean Bush, and may I ask that the faculty rise for the conferral of the degree. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of this institution, it is my great privilege to confer upon each of you today the degree Master of Arts in Christian Education, with all of the rights, privileges, and responsibilities associated with it, wherever you may serve. And now, under the direction of the Marshal, as your name is called, please come forward to receive your diploma.
Kenneth Wayne Atkins. Jane Wooten Ayers. Elizabeth Ann Black. Johnny Bruce Richards. Manuel Preston Stansel Sr. John Franklin Walker. Douglas Allen Watkins.
And congratulations to each of you for the accomplishment that this diploma represents. May God's richest blessings rest upon you as you serve Him in Kingdom Enterprise. Thank you, and you may be seated. Dean Bush.
The primary and most often achieved degree of the seminary is the Master of Divinity degree. It prepares men and women or leadership in Christian ministry. The program assumes a bachelor's degree from a college or university, and it is designed to be completed within 3 years of full-time study, or 88 semester hours at the seminary level. The degree program consists of 32 hours of basic core courses in theological and ministry disciplines, and 56 hours of vocational and elective courses to achieve a well-rounded theological education with some specialization for ministry. Most students attending the seminary enroll for the Master of Divinity program as their graduate professional degree. Southeastern Seminary also offers specializations in the Master of Divinity degree, such as one in Christian education and another in church music. Candidates for these specialized degrees accomplish the basic Master of Divinity core requirements and then use their elective courses to achieve the specialties in these areas. One of our graduates in this class has completed the Master of Divinity under the newly revised curriculum in our new catalog that requires 94 semester hours of credit. President Patterson, I present to you the candidates who have completed all of the requirements and who have been approved by the faculty for the degree Master of Divinity, that you may confer upon them that degree.
And once again, may we ask that the faculty rise for the conferral of the degree. Upon the recommendation of the faculty that you see standing with the president, and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of this institution, it is my great joy to confer upon each of you today the degree Master of Divinity, with all of the rights, privileges, and responsibilities associated with it, wherever you may serve. And now, under the direction of our marshal, as your name is called, please come forward to receive your diploma.
John Michael Ariel. Robert Lee Brown. Kent Buffington. Daniel Joseph Campbell. Emer F. Kaner. Cameron Houston Cook. Robert J. Crowley. Michael John DeBoer is being graduated in absentia. David M. Edgel. Raymond DeLoy Elder. Sam Albert Brian Goins. David Monroe Gold. G. Edward Houck. James Paul Inman. Joseph Robert Johnson. Kenneth Donald Keithley. Harry E. Kreutziger is being graduated in absentia. George Edward McMillan. Anthony Van McPherson is also being graduated in absentia. Gregory Allen Mosier. Carson Earl Mosley. Richard L. Myers. John Robin Nance, Sr. Cheryl Allen Knave. Mark Allen Palmer. Michael L. Phillips. Ricky Ray Presley. Rodney C. Rector. Paul Daniel Reginaldi. Theodore F. Rivera. Todd Michael Royal. Randall E. Sawyer. Peter R. Shim, Jr. Scott Newton Smith. William Joseph Stallings. R. Kenneth Street, Jr. Michael Howard Taylor. Scott Allen Thomas. Brian F. Whiteoff. Clar Dex Anderson. Brian Keith Ayers. Robert Lee Boyd. Johnny Mac Farmer. Kim Bennett Fawcett. Nansuk Kim Street.
And it's my joy to congratulate each of you for the accomplishment that this diploma represents. May God richly bless you and attend your way every step as you serve in the work of the King. God bless you, and you may be seated. Dean Bush.
Mr. President, the Master of Theology degree is a graduate research degree. It's open to those who have already completed the Master of Divinity or its equivalent. Admission to this program requires facility in two foreign languages, at least one of which must be a biblical language, Greek or Hebrew. Candidates must have achieved a minimum of a B average on all of the work at the Master of Divinity level, and they must have established their ability in research and composition. The Master of Theology student majors in one of the four curriculum areas, biblical, historical, theological, or ministry areas. The title of the thesis is printed in the commencement program. President Patterson, I present to you the candidate who has completed all requirements and who has been approved by the faculty for the degree Master of Theology, that you may confer upon him that degree.
And faculty, would you please rise for the conferral of the degree? Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me of the Board of Trustees of Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, it is my joy to confer upon you the degree Master of Theology with all of the rights, privileges, and responsibilities associated with it wherever you may serve. Under the direction of our marshal, as your name is called, please come forward to be invested with the Master of Theology hood and to receive your diploma.
Ergun Michael Kaner.
Congratulations to you for the accomplishment that this hood and diploma represent. May the Lord bless you always as you preach his unsearchable riches. God bless you, and you may be seated. Dean Bush, I recognize you.
Mr. President, the purpose of the Doctor of Ministry program is to equip students for the practice of ministry at the highest level of professional competency. The candidates for this degree have previously completed the Master of Divinity degree or its equivalent with high academic achievement, and they have demonstrated competence and potential for ministry. Candidates are expected to have had a substantial amount of professional experience prior to beginning their Doctor of Ministry program, and they must be continually engaged in ministry throughout their enrollment in the Doctor of Ministry degree. The degree program consists of colloquia, seminars, advanced electives, field-oriented ministry classes, ministry under supervision, and also a specific project in ministry, a report on which is submitted to a faculty committee for evaluation and examination. The title of the project report is printed in the graduation program. The Doctor of Ministry degree is currently the highest degree awarded by this institution. President Patterson, I present to you the candidate who has completed all requirements and who has been approved by the faculty for the degree Doctor of Ministry, that you may confer upon him that degree.
And faculty, one more time today, would you please rise as we confer this degree? Upon the recommendation of this faculty and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of this institution, it is my joy to confer upon you the degree Doctor of Ministry with all of the rights, privileges, and responsibilities associated with it wherever you may serve. And now, under the direction of the Marshal, as your name is called, would you please come forward to be invested with the Doctor of Ministry hood and to receive your diploma?
Gary Lee Rickman. Dr. Rickman is currently serving as the director of the Church Annuity Programs Department of the Tennessee Baptist Convention.
Congratulations to you, my brother, for the accomplishment that this hood and diploma represent, and may God richly bless you in every area of your service to Him throughout your entire life. God bless you and thank you, and you may be seated. This concludes the actual conferral of degrees, and in just a moment, we are going to hear a challenge and a charge to the graduates. It is my privilege to present to you at this time our speaker for today. I'm going to introduce him, and then before he comes to speak, actually, we're going to hear a piano solo today by one of our graduating students, Ed Halk. Ed is one of those multi-talented graduates that always make the president just a little bit jealous that he can do all the things that he can do. But he's going to come and play for us, and then immediately following that, we'll be listening to a charge to our graduates and to each of us, indeed, today from Dr. H. Edwin Young, pastor of the Second Baptist Church in Houston, Texas. Dr. Young served as president of the Southern Baptist Convention from 1992 to 94. He earned a BA degree from Mississippi College, and he is a BD graduate. That's the equivalent of today's MDiv. It's just the degree that the seminaries all gave back in the Middle Ages when Dr. Young went through. And so Dr. Young is a BD graduate of Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. We're especially proud of Dr. Young in that regard because probably this institution does not have a more internationally known and famous graduate than Dr. Young. And so we're not only grateful that we have such a well-known graduate out there, but we're grateful that he loves the seminary as much as he does. He is constant support for the seminary in every way. He is a constant prayer partner and counselor of my own. And I have come across the years to appreciate him so very much. And so we're delighted to have with us today Dr. Young. He has also served on the Sunday School Board as a trustee, has served in 1982 as president of the Southern Baptist Convention Pastors Conference. He has been a pastor in this state and in South Carolina before going to Second Baptist Church in Houston. This year, to give you an idea of the dynamic ministry of that church, 946 people were baptized at Second Baptist Church. That's not everybody that they led to the Lord, but that is a portion of the impact of the ministry of the Second Baptist Church in Houston, Texas. His wife, Jo Beth, is a wonderful helper for him in every way, and they have three marvelous sons, all of whom are involved in one way or another in the ministry of our Lord. And we're so grateful today to have Dr. Ed Young with us to be our speaker and challenge our hearts today. So first of all, listen to Ed Halk as he comes to play, and then immediately following that, you'll be listening to Dr. Ed Young as he brings our challenge for today.
President Patterson, Dean Bush, distinguished faculty, it's a privilege to be here on the campus of Southeastern Seminary and to have the opportunity to say a word of challenge to these fine graduates, family and friends and people who have believed in you, supported you, prayed for you, are here along with all of us to say a special word of congratulations and a biblical word of challenge. Let's bow for prayer together. Father, in thy presence we come now in gratitude for each one of these men and women who have heard your call. And they have responded with the totality of their lives, and they had sought to prepare themselves for whatever place of ministry and service that you have prepared for them. I pray now, Father, that you would speak and let me get out of the way so that thy word and thy truth to these graduates will be heard, it might be received, and Father, we pray it'll be understood and incorporated into their very lifestyles. Well, this is our prayer through Jesus Christ, our living, loving Lord. Amen. Years ago, this advertisement was published in various religious periodicals. It goes like this: Wanted, minister for a growing church. A real challenge for the right man. Applicant must offer experience as a shop worker, office manager, educator, salesman, diplomat, cheerleader, writer, theologian, politician, Boy Scout leader, children's worker, minor league athlete, psychologist, vocational counselor, psychiatrist, funeral director, wedding consultant, master of ceremonies, circus clown, missionary, social worker. Helpful but not essential experience as a butcher, cowboy, Western Union messenger. Must know all about the problems of birth, death, and marriage. Also conversant in the latest theories and practices in areas like pediatrics, economics, and nuclear science. The right man will hold firm views on every topic, but is careful not to offend people who disagree. Must be forthright, but flexible. Return criticism and backbiting with Christian love and forgiveness. Should have an outgoing, friendly disposition at all times. Should be a captivating speaker and an interesting listener. Education must be beyond the PhD requirements, but always concealed in homespun modesty and folksy talk. Able to sound learned at all times, but most of the time talks and acts like Billy Bob. Familiar with the literature read by the average congregation, must be willing to work long hours, subject to call, day or night, adaptable to sudden interruptions. Applicant's wife must be stunning but plain. Smartly attired but conservative in appearance. Gracious and able to get along with everyone, even women. Must be willing to work in the church kitchen, teach Sunday school, babysit, operate a computer and wait tables, and never gossip and never become discouraged. Applicant's children must be exemplary in conduct and character, well-behaved, yet basically no different from other children. Opportunity for applicant to live close to work, furnished home provided. Open door and hospitality enforced. All applying will be kept confidential, and anyone applying will undergo full psychological testing. In most vocation, ladies and gentlemen, when you graduate, you're an MD, you're a doctor, you go out and you hang your shingle up, you work in a hospital, and your area of endeavor is fairly well prescribed, and no one has any doubt about your job description. If you were graduating as an attorney, that prescribed area of endeavor in the world is pretty well laid out, and you can go out and practice law. A CPA, and almost any degree that you would work this long and this hard for, everything would be before you except somehow in the ministry. You go to a church and it's more interested in complying with tradition than it is with the Word of God. You say, I want to build a church for the 21st century on first century principles. And therefore, you go out in the world in ministry and so many facets of the kingdom and missions. And it's not clear. And a lot of times you wonder, what am I to do? What am I to be? Where am I to go? How am I to serve? How does this body of which I'm a part, the church, the kingdom, how does it function? If we did not have those pastoral epistles, 1 Timothy, Titus, 2 Timothy,